Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
A lot of times we have great moments, right? Some mamash, a great light is shining in our hearts. But then it's gone a minute later. So, remember I told you once that Baal Shem Tov says that if a great light is shining in me and then it's taken away from me, it's not really taken away from me. But the truth is, God is showing me where I could be, and where you can be. So work on it. Right? Can get there. Because if I wouldn't be on the level that I can get there, I wouldn't be a vessel even for God to show it to me without vessels. So the Baal Shem Tov says, whatever you feel on Shabbos, that's how high you could be during the week. Right? Next Shabbos you can be even higher. Right? But whatever you are high on Shabbos, because as a gift from God, this is how high you can be during that week if you work on it. If you work on it. Anyway, Pesach night, the whole thing of Pesach night is that Mamish really God shows us where we can be. Not only during the week, but where we stand in eternity. You know? Because is there anything more free than eternity, right? Anything which is time is not completely free, it's time, right? The freest thing is eternity, right? Beyond time and space. So Pesach, when it's completely free, all the lights of heaven have no boundaries, right? So whatever I feel Pesach night, this is how I'm really in eternity. Bad scene, yeah? I want you to know one thing, that when the Kalina said this one time, was Shabbos and Pesach, and he said, whatever you feel by the Seder, that's how you'll be in heaven. And at that moment, 80 chassidim mamish fainted. You know? Because they thought that this is all we are capable of, gewalt, you know? Heartbreaking, that's all there is, you know? Peace, brothers. Peace. What? I'm sorry, what? No, the Kalina said it by Pesach night, so 80 chassidim fainted, you know. Because I thought of this is all which will happen to us in heaven, whatever we feel now at the Seder. And they thought that, I'm sure they felt the highest thing in the world, but for them it was nothing yet, you know. They thought, God, this is all we're ever feeling on Eden, that's it, you know, brother, bad scene, you know. What? Imagine if someone tells you, I want to give you now a little taste of paradise, right?
Yeah, I understand.
And I'll give you Coca-Cola, you'll say, this is all there is to it.
Yeah,
you know?
I understand that, but I don't understand...
why they fainted?
I understand why they fainted.
Yeah. You see, I'm sure they were the highest people in the world, you know, but they wanted so much, you know. And maybe they got it at that moment, you know. Maybe they really tasted it. You know? What?
That's why they fainted?
Maybe that's why they... I don't know, you know. I don't know, you see. Everybody knows that matzah, you know, is very humble bread. It's humble bread. Ordinary bread is arrogant bread because it, you know, the yeast makes it rise up, right? So it's bread, but it's has tremendous arrogance, you know. Makes itself bigger than it really is. And matzah has no pride, you know? It's real. Then mora is bitter, right? It doesn't taste so good. So the Baal Shem Tov says that two things destroy our lives. Arrogance, and that we always think everything has to be sweet. Why does it say it has to be sweet, everything, you know? A person who cannot taste some bitterness doesn't know what life is all about. A person who's strong enough, who can taste a lot of bitterness, doesn't see it. Everything has to be put okay sometimes, you know. So if I say tonight and we bring order into our lives, we are learning two things. First, we're learning humility. It's very, very important. Because the whole thing of the Seder is Matzah and Mora, right? Matzah is humility, and Mora is a little bit not so sweet. I gotta taste it. And I want you to know something very strong. I don't know how you know about it, but it's a very strong thing. You know, sometimes you have to eat Mora really, and the greatest thing in the world, if all your tears are flowing out, it's so bitter, you know, it really has to get through you. It has to really to get to you, you know. The Gemara says something very strong. Matzah, if I just swallow it without tasting it, it's okay. Mora, you know, I'll put horseradish in my mouth and I'll swallow it without tasting it. I have to eat it again. You really have to taste the sourness. It's very, very important. You know, a lot of people, they taste something sour, they're off. Why? You know, that means you're a slave. Everything has to be sweet. If you're a completely free person, like, sometimes it's sweet, sometimes it's sour, you know. Why not? What? Sweet, sour, yeah. The thing is, after it's sour, how sweet is the matzah after? Now, I want you to know something very strong, and the Zohar Kodesh, this is very strong. Do you know matzah and chometz, and bread, chometz, if you know the Hebrew letters, is only the difference between a ches and a hey, right? And a ches and a hey are actually the same letters. Even the sign is the same, only that by a hay has a little opening on the side, you know? And chometz doesn't have an opening, which is actually just one dot, right? A little opening. That means there's missing one dot, right? So the Gemara says, the Zohar Kodesh says, em ben chometz, the matzah ele mashehu. It's just one sweet little thing. It's as big as a hair, right? The difference between arrogance and humility, between being a Jew and not being a Jew, between holiness and unholiness, it's not, the difference is so thin, you know? It's just unbelievable, you know? It is unbelievable, you know? The difference between being a slave and free is just one hair, you know? One hair. Now I want you to know something unbelievably deep. Esav was called Ish-Sei, he was the man of the hair. And Yaakov was called Yaakov. What does that mean? Esau was called the man of the hair. He didn't care for that one hair, you know. This one hair, this one sweet little hair between holy and unholy. He says, no, between holy and unholy is very far. And he said, it's not this little thing. This doesn't count. This doesn't count. This doesn't count. All the hairs don't count. You know? So he became Esau. I'll tell you something very, very deep, you know. Sometimes we talk to somebody and we're not that friendly, right? We say it was only between real friendly and less friendly. It's only one hair, right? But this is all there is to it, you know. This one hair. You know? Sometimes I pray and no, I didn't pray that good, you know. So I didn't pray that good, no. This was the whole thing, this one hair. This is the whole difference in Pesach between Chometz and Matzah. And everybody knows, God forbid, if I keep bread in my house on Pesach, I didn't keep Pesach at all, right? And I have Matzah, I kept Pesach. So I'll say there's only one hair. But this is all there is to it. You know? So the first thing, when we came out of Egypt, God is teaching us, I want you to know one thing. Everything depends on this one hair. On this one hair. It's very strange, you know, this one hair is the most heartbreaking thing in the world. Yeah, what do you say, brother? Matzah has two names in the Zohar Kodesh. Matzah is called Michle de Mehemnusa, the bread of faith. And the other one is called Michle Das Vos, the bread of healing, you know, healing bread. Oh, Michle on Hamed, Hamed, Michle the Mehemnusa, and Michle Das Vos, the food of faith and the food of healing. You know? Okay. Oh, this is very deep. First of all, he says that, you know, there's two kinds of healings, you know. Let's say, for instance, God forbid, my foot hurts me. So someone can cure my foot. My hand hurts me, cures my hand. But then, if someone could put something really in that where my body and my soul meet, you know, on the deepest depths, you know, cure me there, then my foot will be, well, you know, it's not just the curing, it's giving so much strength that I'll be cured, right? So all year long, when God cures us, he cures us, you know, little parts of us. Matzah is mamish, God cures us in the deepest depths of us, you know, of our very being. Really complete healing, you know, like bread reaches every part of my body, right? I eat, right? It becomes part of me. So this holy healing of Pesach reaches every part of me. It's the deepest kind of feeling. But then he says something even deeper. Remember, I told you yesterday that if someone says to you that Pesach, we celebrate only the redemption out of Egypt, he is wrong, because we celebrate the slavery also. He says something very deep. A person cannot be cured really properly until he is also happy that he was sick. See, until I know that the sickness is part of the cure, because, you see, it's like this in a very deep way. The sickness is only manifestation of a real sickness, right? No, let's say, for instance, God forbid, if something hurts somebody's foot. The truth is, this is a manifestation of there's something wrong there in the whole system, right? But it comes out. So when someone cures you, you know. So what? Yeah, what?
No, I'm just fascinated by that.
Yeah. So sweet, huh? What do you mean? Anyway, so Pesach night, it's a bread of healing. That mamish, suddenly I know exactly God is healing me. Not only I know of my redemption, also know of my slavery. I know exactly why I'm sick. I know where I'm sick and I know where I can be cured. You know? Deeper kind of looking at myself, you know? Completely free. Yeah? Because it takes a lot of freedom. The utmost of freedom is, you know, most people can only see what's good about them, because if they know what's wrong with them, they get frightened, right? Because they're slaves. They're slaves to freedom, right? They're slaves to goodness or to sweetness, like the whole thing, right? But if I'm free enough, I can taste the own bitterness of my life, of what's wrong with me. And that's it, you know, it's okay, you know? It's the greatest cure. Anyway, if you know something, there's a deeper kind of healing, you know? Very, very deep kind of healing, you know? I don't know if I make myself clear. There's some kind of a healing that which has to do with the sickness. And then there's some kind of a healing that comes from such a deep source. It's not healing the sickness, it's just healing. Period. Just healing. Take, let's say, on a low level. Imagine I have a headache. I can take aspirin and get it. Then someone has some mamish good tea, you know? It's just, the tea has nothing to do with a headache, right? But it's mamish good tea and just I have no more headache, you know? Deeper kind of feeling, right? So the healing of the matzah is the deepest kind of feeling, you know? Pesach, God heals me, that's all, you know? Not with sickness. Nothing to do with my sickness. Because if the healing has only to do with the sickness, it involves is still painful. Mamish matzah, you know? Much the matzah, it's a different kind of feeling. this is so deep. You know, after the second cup, after the third cup, when we finished the Fistule, we opened the door and we are expecting Elijah to come. So he says something very deep. He says, he heard from Old Chassidim, what does it mean to open the door? What does it mean to close the door? You know, sometimes if you do something secretly, you say, let's close the door. It's a secret, right? If you open the door, it's open, right? He says, right now, God is still behind closed doors, right? Still hidden. But we want God, mamash, to be like open doors, right? Everybody should know about it. No more secrets. We want God to be completely manifest. So after the third cup, you know, we say, God, please do us favors. You do so many miracles, but it's all behind closed doors. Can we please open the doors? Let's let the world know already there was one God. You know? Stop checking about it. Was Emerson, I go out. Tell you something very deep. The truth is, the greatest miracle in the world is if we're not rolling down all the way, right? Because who stops us? What really stops us? Sometimes you look at kids, you look at people, you wonder, you know? Sometimes you wonder how come they're not better, you know? But this is a little bit wonder. But sometimes you wonder how come they're not worse, you know?
They're not rolling down all the way.
All the way. Why? Who stops them, you know? What stops them really, you know? Why not? How come the world hasn't become cannibals yet, you know? Why not, you know? Who stops them? But let's forget about the world, right? Okay, you see somebody and you wonder, how come they're still a little bit human, you know? And that, okay, forget about the world again, let's talk about me alone. You know, sometimes I wonder, how come I'm not the... Why not, you know? I'm not holy enough to be good, you know? How come I'm not worse, right? That means, in a certain very holy way, God is watching over me. Miraculously, God is watching over me, and Mama, she doesn't let me fall down beyond my own senses, beyond my own doings. You know? And I'm sure most of us had about 10,000 ways of really becoming worse, and we don't know why, but we didn't, right? We didn't. So when do we receive this holy kind of holy guarding from heaven? This is what we receive, say tonight. Leil Shimurim, the night of God.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.